Good afternoon, all. Once again, thank you very much for everybody being on this line to help our healthcare professionals bring the community up to speed on our fight with COVID-19 as we progress through this fight with COVID-19. First and foremost, we've had another death in the community, and I want to once again send my sincerest condolences to the family of this individual and his loved ones, who obviously won't be spending Mother's Day with him this weekend, and the tragic situation. We've got Dr. Cannon on the line, and if I can hand it over to you, Dr. Cannon, that would be great.
Thank you, Mayor Perry. So yes, unfortunately, I have the duty to share another loss related to COVID-19 in the Porcupine Health Unit area. This individual was in his 70s and had been admitted to Timmins and District Hospital, was tested positive for COVID-19 on April the 26th, 2020. He was identified in relation to the institutional outbreak. And these losses are extremely difficult to have to announce. They're extremely difficult for the healthcare providers, the community as a whole, and nothing we ever want to have to share. Of course, the absolute greatest loss and the most tremendous loss is for the family and friends of this gentleman. And again, on behalf of the Porcupine Health Unit, we extend our most sincere sympathies and deepest condolences to the family and friends of this gentleman during this point in time. And continue to share thoughts with all of those lost. Today, the health unit is declaring a COVID-19 outbreak at the South Centennial Manor in Iroquois Falls. We have identified another positive case, a female resident in her 90s tested positive as a part of the long-term care home testing surveillance initiative. All residents and staff were tested on May the 5th as part of this initiative in long-term care homes that the Porcupine Health Unit has been supporting and helping implement across the region. That puts our current number of confirmed positive cases at 64, 11 of which remain active. At this point in time, the outbreak investigation is ongoing. I can assure everyone that all of the appropriate measures and precautions were in place, and that both the staff of South Centennial Manor and the Porcupine Health Unit remain committed to ensuring all the steps and precautions are in place to protect all staff and residents. We don't at this time have, we're just compiling and working through all of the results that have come back, and at this point in time, it's the only one that we're aware of that has tested positive. To date, as a part of this initiative, 502 residents and 501 employees in 8 of the 10 long-term care homes across the district have been tested for COVID-19 for a total of 1,003 tests as a part of the surveillance initiative in long-term care homes. In addition to this, 25 employees at 3 of the 6 emergency child care centers have had testing surveillance completed. At this point in time, the Porcupine Health Unit has been very appreciative of the support of all of these institutions and community partners in order to implement this initiative, and are pleased to report that we're well on our way and ahead of the schedule requested to have this testing completed. In addition, I would like to announce that the outbreak at St. Mary's Garden has now been declared over. And again, we continue to work with all of our long-term care homes, retirement homes, as well as congregate living settings across the region to ensure ongoing support for the important infection prevention measures and precautions to protect all staff and residents. And I can assure that all of these institutions are equally committed to this process and have been taking the steps necessary to ensure that this is in place. We continue to promote mental well-being throughout these challenging times, and with it being Mental Health Week, one of the 5 ways of well-being that we're promoting today at the Porcupine Health Unit is to give. So we're asking people to provide virtual support to loved ones and friends. Consider donating your time or your energy or food, even to a food bank. And we know that our community members have been really stepping up to support others and doing groceries for friends or loved ones, or running errands for those who may not be able to do this. on their own at this point in time. We encourage everyone to reach out for the supports necessary through formal and informal support systems and ensure that you are staying mentally, socially, and physically well throughout these challenging times. With respect to the announcements that some workplaces and stores are going to be opening up over the next while, we have provided some more guidance on our website and are continuing to reach out to communities, to community leadership, as well as businesses, in order to provide some of the guidance and steps necessary to really protect clients and staff as we move forward. We encourage any business owner who may be looking towards potential opening under the current restrictions and the current allowances of the province to please reach out to the Porcupine Health Unit, and also please refer to our webpage for more information. Some of these steps that workplaces can take include ensuring hand washing for all staff and clients, ensuring physical distancing is well outlined and demarcated for both staff and clients to be able to follow clearly. Consider physical barriers such as plexiglass. Consider limiting the number of individuals in a store if you happen to be a store that is allowed to have clientele come into your premise. Also consider dedicated hours for those at greater risk, such as populations over 65. Again, of utmost importance, we need to continue to urge all residents in all communities that if you are unwell in any way, please do not go to work and please do not visit any other family, friends, or loved ones, and do not go into stores or other essential services. We all need to continue to play our important role in protecting all of our loved ones, neighbors, essential workers, family, and friends from COVID-19. The COVID-19 information line is open again today from 9 to 5, and again will be open on the weekend from 11 to 3. We continue to promote testing for individuals who even have mild symptoms, which we recognize many COVID-19 infections are very mild in nature. And again, encourage individuals, if you are feeling unwell in any way and you have any of these symptoms, to stay home, isolate, make sure you're not exposing anyone else, and then call the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider to be referred to an assessment center for testing. We want to thank everyone for their ongoing commitment to the intensive public health measures and infection prevention precautions that we continue to share and promote, and ask you to stay the course with us and please ensure that any activity out in the community, you are able to maintain your physical distancing of 2 meters. Keep mindful to not have stores and locations that are allowed to be open, not inundated, not too busy, and continue to wash your hands diligently. Stay safe, stay well, stay positive. Merci, thank you, Miigwech.
All right, thank you, Dr. Catton. Next we'll go to Blaise McNeil at the Simmons District Hospital.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and others on the phone. First and foremost, we would like to express our deepest condolences to the family and friends of the gentleman who passed away yesterday. Dr. Kenton mentioned this week is Mental Health Week. Even though we are going through this pandemic together, our hospital mental health services remain open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our outpatient mental health services continue to provide much needed support through virtual care services. Hospital continues to offer psychiatric assessments and consultations as well as therapy services for mental health concerns like depression, anxiety, eating disorders, and community treatment orders, among many others. All our adult, child, and adolescent mental health units remain open with the implementation of proper pandemic precautions. With the guidance of the Ministry of Health, these precautionary measures allow us to safely continue to support those who may require admission to hospital for their mental health. The hospital also supports those who are in crisis through the Mobile Crisis Rapid Response Team, collaborative agreement with the hospital, Timmins Police Service, and our internal crisis team. We are here to support you. If you're experiencing a mental health crisis, we also encourage you to please call the Canadian Mental Health Association 24/7 crisis line at 1-888-665-8888. I would also like to extend thanks to all those who are working in the mental health and addictions fields. Your dedication, especially during a global pandemic, is incredibly important for us getting through this together. As has been mentioned before, it's okay. We are very anxious. We're in a very anxious time, and we encourage you to ask for help. Hospital remains committed to being there for you when you need us most. Please stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you, McNeil. Next, we'll go to the media for any questions for the Porcupine Health Unit or the Timmins and District Hospital. Okay, hearing none, we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane Dispatch.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. I'd also like to pass along condolences on behalf of the board and all of the employees of Cochrane Dispatch to the family and friends of the most recent fatality. Emergency medical services. Simmons, we had 11 calls with 5 failed to screening. And our food security numbers were up with 72 meals distributed at the Lord's Kitchen, with another 53 throughout the day at the McIntyre. I'd like to thank the volunteers who continue to show up day after day to distribute the meals to those in need. Very much appreciated. The homeless numbers were up with 33 at the McIntyre and 28 at Northern College and 9 at Living Space for a total of 70. And that's all for today's update.
All right, thank you, Brian. Again, we'll skip back to the media for any questions. All right, hearing none, then it's over to Mayor Peary for closing remarks.
My daily update with the Chief of Police, it was another very successful night in the community, as the citizens again demonstrated, they understand what they have to do, what we have to do to get through this together. No COVID-19 calls whatsoever. I would like to say that the COVID-19 pandemic is creating unique challenges for businesses and workplaces around the city. Information changes regularly. Fear is pervasive and guidance is necessary. Every business has somebody, whether it's a professional or an owner or a supervisor, who jumps into the turmoil to make sure their workplace is safe, their co-workers are provided clear direction, and fears are calmed. Today, I would like to thank the health and safety staff of businesses in the City of Timmins providing the leadership so necessary in these trying times. I have seen firsthand the good work of that Rock Boys group led by Paul Dougherty's and including Shane and Julie have done here at the City of Timmins. Thanks for keeping us safe. I would be remiss if I didn't comment on the fact that today is the 75th anniversary of VE Day, and a special thank you to all the veterans that are out there that sacrificed so much, lives of their loved ones, themselves, to give us what we have here today, the freedoms that we have here today. 75 years today, VE Day. In closing, I again would like to extend my sincere condolences to the individual and individual's family and friends and loved one that lost his life yesterday in his fight with COVID-19. Sunday is Mother's Day. Please celebrate with all the warmth and love in your heart that event. Even though it may be virtual, even though you can't give the hugs that you want to give, please celebrate it. It's important to give the warmth and share the warmth that you have in your hearts and in the hearts of the residents of the City of Timmins. We'll reconvene this fall Monday. It is Mental Health Week, and I think there's a group of us here that maybe needed a mental health break for a couple of days, and so we'll take one and we'll reconvene Monday. Please have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mayor Fury, and once again, thanks to our media friends for helping us get the news out.